I would like to look at tonight, being that it's Leil Hoshana Rabbah, and we're coming to the end of Sukkot, and the end of the Yom Noraim season, kind of all wrap up together with Shmiat Teres and Simchas Torah. I'd like to look at something relating to the Yom Tov of Shmiat Teres / Simchas Torah. We'll state at the outset that there's no real Yom Tov called Simchas Torah. There's no Yom Tov Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is simply an aspect or an observance associated with Shmini Atzeres. Those of us who have grown up and live in Chutz Laretz, so we kind of have the luxury of having a separate day. One we call Shmini Atzeres, one we call Simchas Torah. But Simchas Torah really is nothing more than the second day of Shmini Atzeres. Like we always have an extra day outside of Eretz Yisrael. We have an extra day. So we had two days Yom Tov at the beginning of this week. We have 2 days of Shavuos instead of one, or 8 days of Pesach instead of seven. At the beginning of Pesach, 2 days of Yom Tov instead of one. So Shmini Atzeres also. Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, separate from Sukkot. In many ways, it's a continuation of Sukkot, but in many ways, the Gemara has 6 ways in which Shmini Atzeres is considered separate from Sukkot, Rega B'fnei Atzma. It's on its own. So there are 2 days of Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, so we're able to split up Shmini Atzeres one day, Simchas Torah the other day. But really, Simchas Torah doesn't exist. Simchas Torah is never heard of in the Gemara as a holiday. And for that reason, of course, we don't say when we recite Kiddush on Simchas Torah, or we daven the Shemoneh Esrei in Simchas Torah, we don't say Vatitein Lanu Shmoneh Elokeinu Yom Simchas Torah Zeh. There's no such thing. We say the second day of Shmini Atzeres, so we say the same exact thing that we said on the first day of Shmini Atzeres. So we call Shmini Atzeres proper. We say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres there. Some people have a slightly different nusach, Yom Shmini Atzeres Chag Atzeres, whatever your nusach is, but it's the same thing on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, in the Kiddush and in the davening and so on, in the benching, Yalav Yovel. We call it Shmini Atzeres. No separate holiday called Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, of course, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah rolled into one day. Whatever you do, we have to roll it all into one day, one very busy day. Here, since we have 2 days, so we separate the Simchas Torah aspect from the Shmini Atzeres aspect. But really, it's the same holiday. That's why we say Shechiyonu, the second night, this week it'll be Motzei Shabbos, the second night of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah night, we say Shechiyonu again, because we replicate the first day, just like we did last Motzei Shabbos, the second night of Sukkot. We said also a separate Shechiyonu, another Shechiyonu, because for the same reason, that it's just a replication of the first day. But we make certain differences because it's become the tradition, the minhag from the time of the Gaonim, to observe it as Simchas Torah. But really, as I said, it's the second day of Shmini Atzeres. And the Chazal fixed it, according to Har Luach, that's been accepted, that we finish the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. We finish on the second day. You know, you saw they finish on the first day. They finish Shmini Atzeres. We finish the whole cycle of the Torah reading. We start again with Bereishis. And so make a big simcha and a big celebration. The question that I'd like to look at tonight was it appropriate, or what was Chazal thinking exactly, the minhag that developed to celebrate Simchas Torah? I mean, it's a wonderful thing that we finish the cycle of the Torah reading, we finish all the parashas of the Chumash, 54 sedges in the Chumash, so we finish the 54th one, Bezos HaBrocha, this Yatev. But does that really not take away from the basic mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that we have on its own? The mitzvah d'oraisa, independent of what we call Simchas Torah, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. V'samachta b'chagecha. Right? V'samachta b'chagecha. V'yisach samech. That's a song. There's no such pasuk. It's really parts of two different psukim. Right? V'samachta b'chagecha is the beginning of one pasuk. The next pasuk ends. V'yisach samech. But we know that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Yontif. We have to rejoice on Yontif. According to the Torah, that simcha is manifested through bringing certain karbanos and eating the meat of the karbanos. It's a question, not for tonight's shiur, but it's a machlokas rishonim, whether the mitzvah Simchas Yontif today remains a d'oraisa, because we don't have any more meat from the karbanas. That's why someone will say that the mitzvah today is only d'rabanan. But I'd say, no, Simchas Yontif remains a d'oraisa. We have other ways we manifest that simcha. We have meat not from the karbanas. We have wine, whatever, not related to the karbanas. But the question is, if there's an independent mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, so why did Chazal, so structure things that we finish the Torah, the cycle of the Torah on this Yontif, wouldn't this be a violation of a cloud that we have called Ein Me'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? We generally try not to mix one Simcha with another. For example, we don't make weddings on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif. We don't have weddings. We're supposed to rejoice in the holiday, not in rejoicing, not in getting married. Right? That's called Ein Ma'arvin Simcha. You have a bris, you have no choice. It's the eighth day, so you celebrate a bris on Yom Tov also, or Cholamoed also. That's the eighth day, or Pidyon HaBen. It happens to be the baby just completed 30 days. That's when it is. But you don't schedule a wedding. You never heard of a wedding on Yom Tov or Cholamoed, because that would be a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the question is, isn't this also the fact that Chazal, later on, the Yontif by itself, the Yontif as it appears in the Chumash, or Shmini Atzeres, doesn't say anything about completing the Torah reading cycle, whatever we hold at the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, but you know, you may be aware that the different communities have a different practice. Some place they finish the Torah every 3 years, the so-called triennial cycle. In Eretz Yisrael, in Bava, they finish it every year. But again, you know, they could have structured to finish it at any time. You know, Lav Dafka, that it had to be finished this time of year. It works out for us that we finish it this time of year. You could have argued, maybe we should have finished it on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah and celebrated then. Right, then maybe some other time, maybe finish it Shavuos time. That's the Yontif of Mizman Matan Torah Seina. So finish the Torah and begin again on Shavuos and celebrate Simchas Torah then. Simchas Torah is super, as I said, is superimposed on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres exists as a Yontif by itself. Min HaTorah, it says, Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tielachem, that's the pasuk in Parashas Pinchas, or in Parashas Emor, it also says, Bayom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh, right? This 8 day is a festival. Nothing to do with finishing the Torah. It's a Yontif. So as a Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And the question again then becomes, why did Chazal structure this way? And again, especially in Eretz Yisrael, when it only is one day to work with, and at Shmini Atzeres, isn't this a violation of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? So this is not my question, Rav Moshe Sternbach, in the Sefer Mo'ed Muzmanim, in Chelek Beis, in Kuf Lamed Beis, raises this question. And he wonders, Heich Shorilon L'smoch B'yom Zeh, Asher Gamarnu Al Torah. How is it that we can rejoice on this day of Simchas Torah? And the fact that we finished the Torah, shouldn't this be a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? And again, we don't have weddings. Again, a bris mila pidyon ben, you have no choice. But we don't have weddings on Simchas Torah. So why is that the case? So he goes into, and I'd like to look at it a little more expensively than he touches on it, a general question. Before we get to that, and this will help us understand the answer to that question, but there's an interesting general question, and that is, what exactly is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, or what exactly we're supposed to feel? Simchas Yontif, good, we eat meat, but that's not the mitzvah. That enables us to feel cheerful. The Gemara says in Pesachim that you have to be misameach, the whole family, in whatever makes them happy. Right? Most men like to have, we don't want to overgeneralize, but most men like a good cut of steak, a nice glass of wine. Right? People enjoy that. What do women like? Most women like to get new clothing. And the Gemara even says the styles were different in Bavel than in Eretz Yisrael. Here they like white garments, there they like color garments, whatever. You have to figure out. And kids like to have sweets and snacks and treats and so on and so forth. It's still true today. Again, not that there aren't exceptions, but people should figure out what makes everybody happy, what makes each person happy. But that's not really what the mitzvah of Simcha is. The mitzvah of Simcha is to feel that cheer, right? To feel good. This helps you. This is a catalyst to make you feel good. But feel good about what exactly? What exactly is the mitzvah of Simcha? Is it a general kind of mitzvah to be sameach, to be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth, happy about being Jewish, or something in a general, vague kind of way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this should make us happy? Is that what Simchas Yontif is? And one can certainly make that case, right? The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, you know, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's in Halal, right? Zeh Hayom Aso Hashem Nogila V'Nismichavo. Right, that's the right before the On Hashem Oshian, right? It's a Zeh Hayom Os Hashem Nogila V'Nismichavo. This is a day that Hashem has made, and I will rejoice and be happy, bo, in it. What is the antecedent of that pronoun? What is the antecedent of that pronoun? It gives him a bo. Does it go back to Zeh Hayom? It's the day, Zeh Hayom Os Hashem Nogila V'Nismichavo, or does it go back to Hashem? Nogila V'Nismichavo, I will rejoice in Hashem. I could go either way in the pasuk. No, you have to know what the antecedent of that pronoun bo is, right? So it could either be referring to the yom, right, or referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, well, in Shir HaShirim you have a similar pasuk. In Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says Nogila v'nismechavach, addressing I will rejoice in you. So then we know that the bo refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the day. So if that's the case, one can make an argument that the idea is to rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We should be happy. Nagil v'chavoch. Or in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Nagil v'chavoch. We rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're happy. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And the Yantif is a time to focus on this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We go to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalosh Regalim. But it's a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way to look at the mitzvah of Simcha when it comes to Yantif. On the other hand, another way to look at the mitzvah of Simcha is different. The other way to look at it is we should rejoice over whatever it is that this particular Yantif is marking. Right? You can rejoice on Pesach, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It's not general, it's specific. Related to that particular Yantif. Right? So on Pesach, we should be happy we got out of Mitzrayim. At the end of Pesach, we should be happy with Kriyas Yam Suf and so on. Enemies were vanquished. That's what we focus on in terms of our Simcha. It's not a general Simcha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Simcha in whatever historical event that particular Yantif is commemorating. So on Shavuos, we're happy about Matan Torah. On Sukkot, we're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us, whether Anan HaKavod or actual Sukkot, whatever it was. But we're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, the question which we're analyzing right now is what exactly is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv? Is it a kind of general, forget about how we express the Simcha with meat, with wine, it's a question, yeah. Arthur's another question, yeah. You're mute, you have to unmute. You have to unmute.
Hello. Okay, every Yom Tov, there's an inyan of Simchas Yom Tov, but each one, like Pesach is Man Cheroseno.
Right.
Shavuos Matan Torah. But Sukkot is Dafka Zman Simchaseno. Like, in addition to the general inyan of Simchas Yom Tov, that specific Simcha is specific to.
Okay, but you're right. That's an interesting ha'ora. You could say maybe Sukkot is different than the other two. The mitzvah Simcha and Sukkot, the Rambam tells us that on Sukkot there was an extra Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash with the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva and the rejoicing had to do with the Nisach HaMayim and so on. Rambam's Lashon is even though there's a mitzvah of Simcha all the time on every Yantiv, but on Sukkot there's Simcha Yaseirah, there's an extra Simcha, it's true. But still, the question is still, it's still...
But we say that in the davening too, though, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not taking away. But still, my question is, forgetting for the moment how we manifest the Simcha. We manifest it through eating meat, through drinking wine. That makes us feel good. But what exactly, in terms of what the kavon of the mitzvah is, it was on Pesach, are we happy? We're supposed to be rejoicing because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And on Shavuos, we're rejoicing because Hashem gave us the Torah. On Sukkot, we're rejoicing good, Zman Simcha Seinu. But ultimately, we're rejoicing because of whatever the Sukkot represent, because Baruch Hu protected us and took care of us, and so on. Is that what we're focusing on or no? We're focusing on it's general. Of course, I mean, on Yom Tov, Pesach, the thrust of our discussions is Yis Mitzrayim, and the thrust of everything on Shavuos is Matan Torah. But that's not where really, the Simcha is a Simcha, kind of a general Simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You had a question that's really the two ways to look at the mitzvah of Simcha. You can argue what you were saying about that Sukkot may be different. I don't think so. I think Sukkot has, that plus. We'll see in a second. But that's the question. So the truth is, one could argue that from the fact that we have a din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, the fact we have a din, so that would seem at first glance to indicate that there's something very specific with Yantiv. No, on Pesach, yes, the Simcha is about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, the Simcha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. On Sukkot, the Simcha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us, however he protected us. And on our Kavod or actual Sukkot and so on, whichever one it was. But the thrust is a general Simcha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that were the case, then what's so terrible about getting married on Sukkot? What's so terrible about, what do you mean, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? No, it's all. Whatever increases Simcha, Adarabba, we should bring up other things. We should do other things to generate Simcha, because the whole thing is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not anything specific, right? It's not anything specific. It's a general Simcha B'Hashem. So good. So the opportunity of a chasen and so on, that brings lots of people joy and people are happy and dancing and so on. So it's Adarabba. So that should be appropriate for, should be appropriate for Yantif. Dafka, you should get married on Yantif because everyone's such a cheerful mood. This will make everyone in a more cheerful mood, right? It'll enhance the Simcha. Elamai, if you say that no, the Simcha of Yantif on Pesach, I'm supposed to focus on because we took that out of Mitzrayim. That's got nothing to do with this wedding. Or in Sukkot, I focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us and honored our covenant. If you hold like that, the second tzad we mentioned before in this chakira, you hold that it's something specific about the yontif itself. So then I understand better Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because to bring up a wedding or some other occasion, great simcha, but it's got nothing to do with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's got nothing to do with Matan Torah. It's got nothing to do with Sukkot. We're protected in Sukkot and so on. So it kind of works out better, the fact that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So that's a possible raya that what we're supposed to celebrate on these holidays is the specific event or the specific occurrence that took place on this yontif, for which reason we have this particular yontif. But that's not necessarily the best raya, because one could argue that there the simcha is completely extraneous. It is a totally different matter. In other words, you can argue that on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, it's the same simcha. We're not marking particularly, we're not focusing on Yetzias Mitzrayim or on Matan Torah or on being protected in Sukkot. We're focusing on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it's more kind of more of a neutral thing. And to celebrate a wedding or some other type of simcha, that's going too far. That's something's totally separate. In other words, it's not just that it's not, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not Matan Torah, it's not being protected by Sukkot. Okay, it's not neutral. It's something in a completely different direction. It's a totally different simcha, unconnected at all to the yontif. So therefore, that's why we don't want to have a wedding on yontif or even on Cholamoid, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because that's a private matter. It's a private simcha. It's a wonderful simcha. I'm not taking away, but it's a private matter having nothing to do with the fact that it's yontif. All right. You'll be just as happy going to a chasen on a Tuesday night in March or on a Thursday night in November as you would on Sukkot. It's got nothing to do. Whatever simcha is there is completely focused. Whether it's focused on a chasen kala, it's focused on whatever else, right? It's an external matter, completely external. Even a bris mila, again, you have no choice. But it's completely external to the yontif. So maybe that's not necessarily a riot. In other words, what I'm saying is we could argue that the simcha of a particular yontif is not focusing exclusively or even primarily on the event, the occurrence, historical thing which took place on that day. No, that's not what it is. It's what it's talking about is general, right? Simcha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a simcha v'ishtecha and so on and so forth, a simcha v'wedding, that's not neutral. That's in a different direction altogether. So maybe that's not such a such a classic raya. But the Rav Sternberg points to a different Gemara, okay, and that's a famous Gemara in Psachim on Daf Samech Chesam Beis, which would seem to indicate, at least at first glance, again, that the Simcha of Yontif should focus on the events of that particular Yontif. And the point of the Gemara is follows. The Gemara has, we've discussed this Gemara in the past on more than one occasion, the Gemara points to two psukim, Machlokas Tanaim, revolving around two psukim, which are understood by the Gemara to refer to Yontif in general, even though one is talking about Shemini Atzeres, one is talking about Shavuos, but I'm sorry, one is talking about Shemini Atzeres, one is talking about the seventh day of Pesach, but it's understood to refer to all the Yomim Tovim. And that is as follows. It says by Shemini Atzeres, so they'll say that first because that's what we're holding right now, it says in Parashas Pinchas, this is the laning for Shemini Atzeres Maftir. And also Simchas Torah after, but because again, Simchas Torah is simply the second day of Shmini Atzeres. So it says, "Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tielochem." Atzeres Tielochem. Emphasis on the word Lochem. In the Chumash and Parshas Re'eh, which we happen to also lay on Shmini Atzeres, it says regarding the seventh day of Pesach, it calls it Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. When she Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, so you have one pasuk that says Atzeres Tielochem. Lochem implies you. You enjoy, and Atzeres Hashem Elokecha means something which is, so to speak, dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from here, the Gemara has a Gemara understands that these two psukim are contradictory, because one pasuk seems to say, and now we're going to assume as a given for now that the focal point is Simchas Yontif. You don't have to say that; not everyone does. That's what we're going to accept for now, that those psukim are talking about Simchas Yontif. So how do you manifest Simchas Yontif? So one pasuk says, "Atzeres Tielochem, Lochem, for yourself, where you like it. Do things that you like, right? Be mesamech, the things that you like. Atzeres Tielochem. And what is that? Food, drink, and all kinds of good things that people enjoy. So that's one way to look at it. Atzeres Telechem. But then another pasuk is Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. Do things that get it dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we might call spiritual matters. Davening, learning, that also brings a person simcha, right? That also brings a person simcha. Which is it? Right? Which is it? Do I dedicate my day on Yontif to things that make me happy? I enjoy eating, I enjoy drinking, sitting around a table, schmoozing, going for a walk with family and so on. That's simcha's Yontif. Or no, simcha's Yontif is more to be understood as a means of learning and davening, spiritual simcha. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that the Torah is giving you a choice. You make the choice. Each person is different. So some people prefer to spend the whole day. This is the best thing in the world, is to learn and daven all day. Oh, what's better than sitting in the base medrash for 8-9 hours? Gevaldik. Okay, that's what some people hold. And other people, I like that so much. It's not a judgment. Other people say, no. What I like is to have great food and drink and spend time with my family and go for a pleasurable walk. That's simcha. That's what brings me happy. Everybody's different. So the Torah is telling you, you have a choice. There's a story about, an apocryphal story, two yeshiva bachurim in Europe, and they decided they're really going to try and experience what is Olam Haba. How can we experience Olam Haba in this world? So they decided to save their few kopecks or whatever the coin was, rubles, whatever they had, okay? And they're gonna save up money, and they're gonna buy the most delicious food they can get, and they're gonna gorge themselves, they're gonna eat and stuff themselves, have a meal fit for a king, and then they're gonna sit down and learn uninterrupted for 5-6 hours. That must be Olam Haba, right? The best of everything, a delicious meal, and then sit and learn what's better. So what could be better than that? So after whatever, a year, whatever, they save up a few coins every day. Eventually they have enough money to buy this beautiful, and they have the two of them together at a banquet. And they stuff themselves, and they're eating, and they finally have all the cakes for dessert, and they're stuffed. One guy said, all right, now let's go learn, right? So now we're going to go learn after they stuff themselves. The other guy says, that's enough Olam Haba for one night, I think. Right? Enough Olam Haba for tonight. Right? So, it depends on the person. Not everybody gets so excited about learning and other people not get excited about eating. People are different. So, but as it says, you have a choice, whatever you want. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the Torah does not mean to give you a choice. The Torah means to tell you to split the day. Chalkeyu, chetzel Hashem, chetzel Hashem. Famous Gemara. Everyone knows this Gemara. Famous Gemara. Split the day. Right, part of the day indulge yourself in personal physical pleasures, and part of the day engage in spiritual matters, which is what we do more or less. Right? I mean, we usually spend more time in shul and yantav than a regular week there. Right? The daven a little longer, and we daven a little more, and then they usually have extra shiurim, and then people get together, chavrusa, whatever. The rabbi gives more shiurim, and plus people with their family. Right? People eat, and usually it's prepared delicious meals served on our best silverware and china and everything else. So we do both. Chetz Hashem, chetz Elohim. That's now. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's how we pass on Rabbi Yeshua. It should split the day. Split doesn't mean exactly 50-50, but it means, half the time. Okay. So now, the Gemara goes on to say, but one second, there's one Yontif where everybody agrees, that you have to have a Lochem component. Because even a Belezer, who normally says you have a choice, a Belezer says you have a choice. It can be either Lashem, well, Lachem, make your choice, whatever you want. Right? I'm not sure. I'm not saying you necessarily be consistent from Yom Tov to Yom Tov, but whatever it is, this Yom Tov, make your choice. Do you want to be Lachem? You want to be Lashem? Join whichever team you want. But he says, but Shavuos, everybody agrees. Ateres, that's what the Gemara calls. Mishnah, the Gemara calls Shavuos. Ateres, okay. On Shavuos, everybody agrees you need Lachem. I'm surprised. I would have thought that on Shavuos, everyone would agree you need Lashem. Right, today we got the Torah. No, he said, and Rashi talks about why we show that we enjoy the Torah. That's a different discussion for Shavuos time, not for now. But anyway, the Gemara says everybody agrees when it comes to Shavuos that you need to have a Lachem component. Why? Because Yom Shenit Nebatorah, this was the day the Torah was given. All this in the Gemara in Psachim, of Samach Ches Amabez, you can look it up there, you're sure it's the famous Gemara. Okay, now. So everyone agrees on Shavuos you have to have because this was the day that the Torah was given. This was the day that the Torah was given. So you have to have Lochem to show that you're pleased with the Torah and so on. So Rav Sternberg points out, again, this is in Modim, Zman of Chenek Beis Simen Kuf Lamed Beis. He says, one second. This would seem to indicate that the Simcha and Yontif should focus on that particular Yontif. Because what does the Gemara say? Oh, Shavuos, everybody agrees. Because Shavuos is Yom Shana B'Torah, Zman Matan Torasenu. Zman Matan Torasenu is different. Well, what do you mean? Why is it different? Why is it different? Okay, evidently, that's what the Shemach suggests, that generally speaking, on Yontif, the Simcha of Yontif has to focus on that particular Yontif, on the events, or events of that particular Yontif. On Pesach, the emphasis in the Tzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf and so on. On Shavuos is Matan Torah, and on Sukkot is protection of the Midbar and so on. Right? So on Yontif, we focus on what transpired on that particular Yontif. That's just what we're happy about. Because otherwise, what do you mean? Shavuos is different because Matan Torah. Who cares? That's got nothing to do with the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif is to rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do I care if it's for the reason of Matan Torah Seinu, it's the reason of Zman Simchas Seinu, like Iman said before, it's the reason of Zman Chayr Seinu. What's the difference? Right? The mere fact that the Gemara says Shavuos is different, that the Machlokas of Elazar and Yeshua doesn't apply in Shavuos, and Shavuos is different than the other two of the Shalosh Regalim, indicates pretty clearly that when it comes to Simcha and Yontif, the Simcha and Yontif should focus on that particular. It's not stam a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif in the general sense to rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but the joy should revolve around the events of that particular Yontif. Okay, that's what Shemach thinks is a reasonable raya. Okay, and but now the question is, okay, so if that's the case, so what is it about Shmini Atzeres? So what take? Nothing seems to have happened on Shmini Atzeres, historically. Shmini Atzeres does not seem to revolve around the particular occurrence, right? Pesach, we had Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, we had Matan Torah. Sukkot, even though it didn't happen at this particular time of year, but, that already the Torah addresses, why do we observe Sukkot this time of year, when this is not when we first got the protection of the Arnei Kovet, right? We didn't get the protection then. We got the protection when, it came out of Mitzrayim. So that's the Torah already addressed. He says, but if we would go outside eating the Sukkot then, it wouldn't stand out that we're doing it L'Shem Shamayim or Kadosh Baruch Hu, because when the spring season arrives, when people begin going outside and having picnics and sitting on their patio, because the weather warms up. So we dafke observe Sukkot when the weather begins to chill down. It gets cooler out when everyone's going inside and bringing in their lawn furniture and taking the linen in the air out of their swimming pools or whatever else. Okay, that stuff when we go outside. Okay, but the point is that that's good for Sukkot. It has to do with protection. But where does Shmini Atzeres fit into this mix? Shmini Atzeres, or we call Simchas Torah, where does it fit into the mix? Right, that doesn't commemorate an event, doesn't commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, doesn't commemorate Matan Torah, and doesn't commemorate the fact that Hashem protected us in the Midbar. So what does Shmini Atzeres seem to commemorate? So the Rav Sternberg quotes a very interesting comment from the Rambam in the Mar Avuchim Chele Gimel Perik Mem Gimel. He writes this in a footnote. The reason we go into and we celebrate Shmini Atzeres, Simcha Shmini Atzeres, is la hashlim bo min asmachos ma she'i efshar lasoso b'sukkos ela b'batim rechavim. Rami says an astounding thing. He says we can't really, really be fully happy sitting in the sukkah, because let's face it, it's just not the same thing as sitting at home. Right? Well, but then especially if it's a little chilly, right? I mean, wouldn't you feel more comfortable at the end of a meal to go into the living room, to sit down on a couch? Yeah, it's true. Some people have fancy sukkahs. They bring all kinds of wonderful things to the sukkah. Okay. But still, it's not the same thing as being in your home, home sweet home, right? You have the fireplace, or without the fireplace, it's warm in the house, and you sit around. How many people on a Friday night once in a while do that, right? After you finish Friday night, I don't know, some people fall asleep right away. Usually I try to learn at least about a minute or two and then I fall asleep. But in all seriousness, but people like after a meal, such a company, over you go, you sit around, you schmooze, right? You can really be the simcha in your house. The sukkah somehow tempers it just a little bit. It's not the same. It's a little inconvenient and the chairs aren't quite as comfortable and the ambiance not quite as pleasant as in your living room, right? Usually that's the reality. As much as we like to make our sukkah, the Rambam is telling us in the Morning Ruchim in Parak Mem Gimel Chelik Gimel. So he says, so therefore, I come Shmini Atzeres to complete the simcha in a way you can't do it with the sukkahs, okay? And it's interesting because Rashi and Mem Chesam and Alav and Sukkah says, in what way is Shmini Atzeres a regal b'fnei atzmo, its own yontif? Says Rashi, you don't sit in a sukkah. That's a negative. What do you mean you don't sit in the sukkah? It's a funny thing to say. You also don't eat matzah. Okay, you also don't pull the shofar. How do you define the fact that it's a regal bifnei atzmo on the basis of something you don't do? Lots of things you don't do. I don't put on tefillin. A lot of things you don't do. So what do you mean you don't sit in the sukkah? He's saying, no. He's saying it's not just that it's a shev al tais. He's saying that that is the simcha. Okay, I mentioned in the past the famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Gemara has a drasha that there's a mitzvah of simcha in Shmini Atzeres because it says Vayisa ach sameach ach with a chop ach sameach. It comes to include Vayisa ach sameach comes to include Shmini Atzeres as a mitzvah of simcha in Shmini Atzeres. Yes, the Vilna Gaon, the Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, that Mendel quotes the Vilna Gaon. He calls him a gona chosim Vilna. He asks the following question. He says, "What do you mean? The word ach aleph chof is usually a miut. It's an exclusionary word. It's used to exclude. Call achem arachem miutin." A word like rak or ach that appears in Torah comes to exclude. So how does the Gemara learn here that the word ach, well, ach comes to include simcha and shmini atzeres? Usually the word ach is used by Chazal to darshan an exclusion, not an inclusion. So the Gaon says, you know what it means? Yeah, it excludes. It excludes sukkah, and it excludes lulav, and it excludes simcha spesha shaweva, and hoshanas with aravas. Everything which was on sukkahs is now excluded. All that's left is simcha. And I would add, since it's the end of the Yom Noraim season, it excludes shofar, it excludes fasting, and I start to make tshuva and slichas, and everything we've been busy with for the last month. Okay, if you're a Sfaradi since Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Ashkenazim since a few days before Rosh Hashanah, been busy. All of a sudden, there's no mitzvahs. Come Shmini Atzeres, there's no mitzvahs. Right, there's nothing there. So getting back to our question, so what exactly then is Shmini Atzeres? If our assertion is correct, that and this mitzvah simchas yontif is to rejoice in the simcha that relates to that particular day. So what is it exactly on Shmini Atzeres? So you have to say on Shmini Atzeres, I'm sure we're going to develop this point, but you have to say, now again, let's talk about Shmini Atzeres. Of course, it's after we've been purified from Averis to Yom Kippur and our sins have been forgiven and all that. We're a tar and the Abra Minim got rid of some of the, waved away all the evil spirits. Okay, all good. But still, so it would appear, okay, that Shmini Atzeres rather is Taka rejoicing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu without in a particular occurrence, in the general sense, but specifically in the general sense, by which I mean, it's not, yeah, Pesach you have to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, okay, and so Shavuos, you have to focus on Matan Torah. Sukkahs on the protection that the sukkah. And again, we mentioned in the past, the Bach points out that you have to, when you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to think and recognize why we're sitting in the sukkah, because Kadosh Baruch Hu protected us, and Kriya Yaakov said it's Likuba. You have to have that in mind and so on. But what's on Shmini Atzeres? It's all that's left is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no mitzvah. There's no more shofar, and there's no more aser shmei tshuva, there's no more fasting and slichas, and there's no more lulav and esrog. It's all gone. All that's left is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shmini Atzeres, that becomes the specific. What happened on Shmini Atzeres? What did Chazal say about Shmini Atzeres? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ikvu, stay one more day. I think that used to be one of the hotel chains, I think, had that line as a commercial. I forgot which one. Stay overnight. Or stay another night. Stay another night. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu says. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, join me. Be with me. Stay one more night. Iku, stay one more, make one more suda just for me. Stay with me one more night. What would be general by the other holidays, we said before, becomes specific when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. Now we can understand why Shmini Atzeres. I'm sorry, question?
I heard share this week where I think from Malach Malach or something like that, that Shlomo Melech Moshe, it gives a brach to Klal Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres. And that's
yeah, right. The Shlomo HaMelech gave the bracha and Shmini Atzeres that he finished the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. He built the first Beis HaMikdash. That's Haftarah for Shmini Atzeres, by the way.
Right. So isn't that the simcha that's involved? We were looking for something to commemorate on that day.
So, in other ways, I would say yes. That's a different shiur. I once gave that Shmini Atzeres actually is commemorative of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's correct. Okay. It's not necessarily steer to what I'm saying because it wasn't with the Beis HaMikdash split, but remember the dedication, the ceremony is finished. You could definitely say that. I accept that. You know, that's Haftarah, and in fact, that's what some people say. Why we read with those habracha? Because that the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu also was parallel to the bracha of Shlomo HaMelech, and so on. So there's what to say. I'm taking it a different direction. Take it, leave it. It says not wrong. I don't question that. You could really say that what the Beis HaMikdash is all about, those connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, I mean, it's the place where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not necessarily a stereotype. I'm just trying to say that maybe that's why Chazal chose to come back to the question we started with. Maybe that's why Chazal chose to celebrate "quote unquote" Matan Torah. Okay, I'm sorry, the completion of the Torah reading cycle, Dafka on Shmini Atzeres, and we split it in the Chutzos into the second day Simchas Torah. Okay. Because that's the way we can connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way we can rejoice in our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejoicing in the Torah. Okay? The truth of the matter is, it's our salvation has pointed this out, when we dance around the Bima, okay? We dafka dance around the Bima, okay? In the Sifrei Torah, in the middle of the Sifrei Torah, on the Bima, the Mishnah says, in the Tainus and the Lost at Lovo, all the Tzaddikim are going to dance around the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Yom HaBam HaHu Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Says always pointing, right? Bezos HaTorah, they're pointing. They'll see that we're pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the kafas are, right? You're pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're pointing to the Torah. Hine Elokeinu Zeh, right? This is our God. This is the Torah, okay? You know, we said in the Slichas on the Ilah, so we said it in the early Slichas too, but in the Ilah we mentioned, Ein Shir Rak HaTorah Hazos. There's nothing left. We have no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. What's left is the Torah. That's what's left. There's only the Torah. Okay, and therefore, it's not a ma'arvin simcha b'simcha to dance. That is gufa the simcha b'shmini atzeres. Now, full disclosure: there's a sefer called Emek Brocha. Emek Brocha was written by Aryeh Zev Pomeranchik, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and it's a sort of Brisker style, a very nice sefer, beautiful sefer. And he has on the entry in Simchas Yontif in Oz Beis. Okay, he talks about the general mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Okay, but he writes, listen to this. He says, "Near the Mashenog in Bishmi Atzeres, the small harbe be gomor shel Torah, the shochachin be eis meisim in Simchas Achag." If people are so wrapped up in Simchas Torah, they're dancing with the Sefer Torah and they're focusing on Simchas Torah, and they forgot that there's a mitzvah Simchas Yontif, the einam yotzim b'zei they chove Simchas Achag. You're not yotze. He splits it. He says you're not yotze to Simchas Achag. So Simcha on the Torah it would be, nonetheless, here it's only a different type of Simcha. It refers to a fasting Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Aleph Man Aleph. Gemara in Erechin says, "Minayin leikar shir min haTorah." How do we know about shira from the Torah? So the pasuk in Kisavo in the Tocha, it says, this is Erchid Yud Aleph from Beis. Yud Aleph from Amud Aleph from me. Yud Aleph from Aleph. Right? It says, Simcha v'tov levav. So, Eza yavoda shebesimcha v'tov levav. Have you ever said Shira? Shira is manifest, is Simcha and Tov levav. And that's where Rashi makes a comment. Ein Adam Shar Shira elamitov Simcha v'tov levav. Right? Mordechai ben David sings a song, right, in Yiddish. Ein Adam Shar. He says, "Hidoch mashma for Rashi is to zingen an egen kaminar ben a yiddish besimcha." Remember that song? Hidoch mashma. This is the Rashi where it's doch mashma that way. That's Rashi on Yud Aleph and Aleph and Erkan. It's Rashi says it. Ein Adam Shar Shira Ella mitok simcha mitov leibu. And it quotes a pasuk. So the Gemara seems to imply that there are three. Because the Gemara says, well, maybe Divrei Torah. Who says it's Shira? Maybe it's Divrei Torah. Because it says Pekuda Hashem and Sharm misamche leiv. So the Gemara says, yeah, it says Mesamchele, but it doesn't say Tovlev. Okay? And by Bikurim, it says the Samachta Bechol HaTov, it says Simcha and Tov, but not Leva. Right? Only Shira has all three things. Okay? And that's the Ramban about Halal, and talks about Halal, Halal's Doraisa, because it has all these things, Simcha, Tovlev, and so on. So based upon this, the Emek Brocher, Ranchik, suggests that to sing on Simchas Torah, that's nice, that's Shira, but that's not as high a level. Okay, I'm sorry, that to be Mesameach on Simchas Torah, that's Simcha in Divrei Torah, but that's not as high as Shira. Shira is something else. Right? We require a Yontav Shira. Halal, the Ramban says, in this, the Rambam begins the Sefer HaMitzvahs with his 14 lists of how he figures whether something's recounted as a mitzvah or not. How do you know what to count as a mitzvah or not? There's 14 rules. So one rule is I only count things that are deraisa, not things that are darabanan. Right? He says that because the Bahag seem to count certain things that are darabanan as tarig mitzvahs, as among the 613. One of them is halal. So Ramban, while agreeing in principle, he can't count the darabanans, but he said, no, it could well be the halal's deraisa because it's shira. There's a whole essay about it, his comment on the first shorish in the Rambam, but in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the point is that Shira is the highest level. So says the Emek Brocha here in this piece, he says, well, if you're just going to be Sameach with Simchas HaTorah, that's not as high as the obligation of Yontif. So therefore he says, if you're only focusing on the Shira of the Simcha of Simchas Torah, you're not Mekayim of Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that way. I would say, and Baruch Hashem, Shvikivanti of Shermuch says, doesn't agree. He says, maybe that's about Limud HaTorah. When you're Dafka singing, Simchas HaTorah, singing like we do with Shira and everything else, then that elevates it to the higher level of Shira and Torah. That's the best. And as I said, this is what Simchas Torah is, I'm sorry, this is what Shmini Atzeres really is all about. Shmini Atzeres is rejoicing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, without any other trappings. No more shofar, no more sesh mitzvah, no more fasting, no more tefillah, slichas, no more luvan esrog, no more sukkah, no more simchas beis shoeva, nothing. What's left there? Vayisa'ach sameach. That's it. Like the Gaon says, that's the ach, is minimizes everything else. What's left? Only simcha. So for us, the simcha is the hayim b'sameach b'chadosh baruch hu, yisameach in his Torah. The Torah becomes a centerpiece. And that's why Chazal, you know, the Minig Yisrael was Koveya. The Chazal weren't exactly Koveya, Simchas Torah as the Yotem. It's not in the Gemara, but the Minig Yisrael came to celebrate the completion of the Torah, Dafkan Shmini Atzeres, because that's exactly how we how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, as I said before, the general Simcha B'Hashem on Shmini Atzeres, that becomes the focal point. What happened on Shmini Atzeres? Nothing per se happened on Shmini Atzeres. We connected somehow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal say, stay with me one more day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to connect him, so we commemorate that. Again, Josh's point about commemorating the Brichas HaMelech and the Reis HaMikdash and so on, good, also true. But even without that, and again, I think that only enhances it because the Reis HaMikdash is the place we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But L'maisa, this is what Simchas Torah, I think, is all about. That's the Simcha of Simchas Torah, the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. It's really Simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that sense, what one could argue, and this will conclude, okay, in that sense, one can argue, you know what? In a certain sense, that's the highest simcha there is. The simcha satara is the highest simcha there is. It's even higher than the simcha of Pesach and of Shavuos for sure. As Monty said, Sukkis is man simcha seno, but the simcha Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Torah is man simcha seno plus. It's man simcha. It's really that's all it is. It's only simcha. There's nothing else. No other trapping. It's only through Torah. Okay, and as we come to Simchas Torah, having gone through Dafka the Yom Noraim, you know, Shmini Atzeres concludes the Shalosh Regalim cycle in order, right? Starting Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, then Shmini Atzeres. And it also concludes, that's what the Leil HaShana Rabbah is, it concludes the Yom Noraim cycle also. So the confluence of these two conclusions. And that's what we remember, and that's what we take with us. We walk out of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We go back next week the quote-unquote real world, whatever that means exactly, especially nowadays, I don't know what it means. But, you know, but whatever it means, we walk out of this Yontif season that's been occupying our attention for a month. What comes with us? Not the love of the Esrog anymore, okay? The Esrog, which you paid $75, you can't get 75 cents for it, okay? You know, right? And the sukkah has to come down, and then we go back into the garage. Whatever. What comes out? Only Torah comes out with us. And that's the ultimate simcha. So I think I just want to share that insight into what I think Shmini Atzeres, this simple story, is all about. Wish everybody a wonderful Yontif and a meaningful Yontif. And Bez Hashem, we'll after next Thursday night, we'll resume regular Bereshis. Okay.
Rabbi, it's